This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, tonight's Mav game, is one that fans have been waiting for since Luka got traded to the Lakers.
Either that or one they've been dreading as Dallas plays in L.A. A lot of Mavs fans are actually rooting for Luka.
And former Mavs guard and current Lakers head coach J.J. Redick believes Luka is ready for all of the hoopla.
With the Mavericks' trip out west comes their first matchup against Luka Doncic, the Laker. And his new head coach, J.J. Redick, gave his expectations on how Luka will fare against his old squad.
I think he'll be fine. Every day that he's been with us, it's becoming just a little bit more normal. I've been there, like, the first time you play your old team, particularly this close in time duration. It's going to be weird, but he'll be able to handle it.
Luka's averaged 19 points over his first four games with the Lakers.
Watching Luka play against the Mavs tonight is going to be tough, but you can make the night better with a fun evening in downtown Dallas.
The Happiest Hour is hosting a pregame social today for all Dallas Mavericks fans. You and your friends can watch Luka's first game against Dallas as a Laker. There will be giveaways, drink specials, and even a Luka lookalike contest. The pregame starts at 8 p.m. with the game starting at 9, and it's totally free to attend. Plus, you can buy a raffle ticket for a chance to win tickets to a future Mavs versus Lakers game. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Diaz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, the Collin County Sheriff's Office has a warning about a scam targeting people with toll tags. And that's a lot of us.
The scammers actually tried to trick someone with the sheriff's office. They sent out text messages telling people their toll tag has an overdue balance. The text message has a link to the website where they say you can pay, but that site does not actually belong to a legitimate agency. The Texas Department of Transportation has also issued a warning saying that scammers are also trying to trick people into thinking they have overdue text tag bills. The Collin County Sheriff's Office says if you ever need to check your balance from the NTTA or text tag, you should go directly to their official websites. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A North Texas ATM theft ring has been busted up, and now more than a dozen men are locked up.
This gang is suspected in at least 70 ATM thefts at convenience stores across Dallas-Fort Worth. Their method was simple. They used a sledgehammer to bust out a window.
And then went inside the store, attached a tow hook and chains to the 7-Eleven ATM.
Fort Worth Police Detective Brian Rainsford tells NBC5 they then hooked up the other end of the chain to a stolen pickup and simply hauled the machine and its cash away. Working with counterparts in Dallas, Arlington, and Grapevine, detectives identified 13 suspects and rounded them up, solving about 70 of these smash-and-snatch robberies. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, following Monday morning's police shootout in Garland, now comes the hardest part. That's going to be officers' emotional healing after the harrowing ordeal.
Eight officers were involved in a shootout with a 24-year-old suspect who had ambushed them and shot one cop in the leg. Garland Police Chief Jeff Bryan says the nearly two-hour ordeal saw over 100 rounds fired and will be something the officers won't soon get over.
Getting them through not just the next few weeks, but the next few years to making sure that, they can get past this or at least learn to cope with things like this. Because once an officer is involved in an officer-involved shooting, it's something they've got to cope with for the rest of their lives.
The suspect was eventually shot and killed by the officers. No known motive for the ambush has been determined yet. The officer shot in the leg is expected to make a full recovery. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A shooting in Dallas's Trinity Groves neighborhood leaves one person dead and four others injured late last Monday night. Police say two groups got into a fight near Canada Drive and Golden Lane just before 11 o'clock. When gunfire erupted, officers arrived to find five people shot. All were taken to the hospital, where one later died. Police have not released details on what led to the shooting or the conditions of other victims. The investigation is ongoing.
All right, where are all the cat owners? I've got a cat.
Right here.
Sunny Lou was a cat who went missing during a cross-country move, was found trapped in a hide-a-bed sofa in the family's storage unit.
Oh.
The Hansen family had pretty much given up hope of ever finding Sunny Lou when they discovered her in furniture that arrived 3 weeks late. She survived being trapped in the sofa without food or water for 3 weeks. When they finally found her, she was weak but alive. She spent 3 days in the kitty ICU, but is now back with her family in their new home in Colorado Springs. She is now living her ninth life.
All right.
That
and
is
now
incredible.
It's time for Heather's story about a hideaway sofa and a cat.
Well, yeah. My grandmother's cat did not
Does this end badly?
Have the same outcome.
That's unfortunate.
Sunny Lou.
That's regrettable.
Governor Abbott has a bone to pick with a Texas lottery.
The winning ticket for an $83.5 million Lotto Texas jackpot earlier this month was purchased through a lottery courier company in Northwest Austin. Now, the same thing happened in April of 2023. An entity won a $95 million jackpot by buying a ticket for every possible number combination. Abbott has now directed the Texas Rangers to take a deep dive into those wins. He says Texans deserve a lottery that's fair and transparent. Friday, Texas Lottery Commissioner Clark E. Smith resigned following recent investigations over Lotto couriers. From the 24-Hour News Center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
So the Fort Worth School District may sign up next to a couple hundred other districts in a huge lawsuit. David Rankin has the story.
The Star-Telegram reports the Fort Worth ISD might join a lawsuit against the major social media companies. This suit accuses everything from Facebook to Snapchat to TikTok of causing mental health issues in school students. The report says the Fort Worth ISD has signed a contract with a couple of law firms to be its representatives in the lawsuit. They claim social media sites are doing what they're supposed to do, and that's be addictive to younger people, and that's causing a lot of problems in schools. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm David Rankin, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station at DFW for market and business updates.
Joann is going out of business. A group of lenders, along with the liquidation firm, have taken control of the retailer and plan to shut down all of the fabric and crafts chain stores. Joann entered bankruptcy with about 800 locations. The company now plans going out of business sales at all of them. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade has been shown on NBC for decades. Now the two have just extended their partnership. Macy's and NBC Universal signed a new 10-year rights deal for the parade in July 4th. Fireworks on NBC, Peacock, and Telemundo. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade will celebrate its 100th anniversary next year. Futures were mixed this morning after a mostly lower close to start the week on Wall Street. The Dow was up 33 points, but the S&P 500 slid 30, and the NASDAQ tumbled 237 points yesterday, or 1.2%. Today, investors are watching for an update on housing prices. Gina Cervetti, Bloomberg Radio.
We're glad to have Dan Brunoff back. And Dan, we're glad you're back. Welcome.
Hey.
You're out a few days, and you revealed on your Facebook account that you had COVID. And man, we've all been there. We've all been through that before, but it's still out there.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's for me, it wasn't as bad. I mean, this is the first time I've ever had it.
No kidding.
Yeah, I mean, I know some people have had it several times. I may have had it back December.
Sure.
In 2019. Before it was even really diagnosed, but I thought it was the flu. So,
see, a lot of people say that. I don't know. When people say that, I roll my eyes, so I'm not going to roll my eyes
first
at you because
to have
I
COVID.
Love you.
Yes.
Because I love you and I respect
Texas.
You.
But. It's all my fault, right? But I went to a conference in Kansas City, a Storm Chaser conference. Yep, they have Storm Chaser conferences. And so many people, when just talking to them, came back with the flu or, you know, RSV or COVID, and you get that many people in a confined location. I mean, you're just kind of asking for trouble. So again, I'm feeling better, and hopefully, I didn't give anything to y'all when I got back.
No, we're all in good shape. shape. So I think we all kind of dodged the proverbial bullet, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Can't there. Hurt
well,
me
Dan,
none.
I'm glad you're back, and I'm glad you're feeling better.
Although, hey, appreciate it, guys.
Having trouble smelling this morning. I don't know.
That might be a good thing.
Apple says it will spend $500 billion on infrastructure in the U.S. over the next 4 years. Some of that money is coming here to Texas.
Apple's is a factory in Houston will include a manufacturing academy and add investments in artificial intelligence and silicon engineering. The company hopes to open the 250,000 square foot facility next year, saying Apple will then be able to build servers here that have previously been built overseas. Apple describes the servers as incredibly energy efficient, saying they'll reduce the power demand of data centers. And the company doesn't give a number, but says the project in Houston should create thousands of jobs. From the 24-hour news center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Okay, we've talked about COVID. Let's talk about another unknown illness that has killed more than 50 people in northwestern Congo. That's according to doctors on the ground and the World Health Organization.
The interval between the onset of the illness and death has been just 48 hours in the majority of cases. And that's what's really worrying, a medical director from a regional monitoring center tells the AP. The latest outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo began on January 21, and over 400 cases have been recorded, including 53 deaths. There has long been concerns about diseases jumping from animals to humans in places where wild animals are popularly eaten. The number of such outbreaks in Africa has surged by more than 60% in the last decade, the WHO said in 2022. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.